Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Why don't you walk with me around back here and see what's going on in the garden this morning as we broadcast live from Tucson, Arizona for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's Spring Home and Patio Home Show. We've got Eric. I completely blew that. Chris Shibley is one of the Shibley brothers that owns Savannah Nursery.
Right.
Eric, you've been with them 18 years.
Yeah.
You've been with them so long, you start to look like them. And that's the problem here.
I'm often confused for Shibley.
Well, we appreciate you coming down this morning. All of Arizona can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I'm Romy. Jennifer's here. Mike's on the board. Stephanie's behind the phone. So just get in touch with her at 1-888-767-4348. We'll bring you right into the conversation. You can text questions during the broadcast to 411-923. If you need help with some plant or insect identification, email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Beautiful weather.
Perfect.
What you working on over here?
Well, it's springtime. It's time to get going in the garden before it gets too hot. There's lots of stuff you can do right now.
If I walk into Savannah Nursery on South Houghton, by the way, I have avoided it for the construction for about the past year and a half. Is that done?
It's a beautiful road, yeah. They planted wildflowers all along the highway there. It's beautiful. Houghton is a beautiful.
So I can easily get to Savannah now.
Easily.
When I park and pull in, what am I going to see walking in? What's in bloom?
There's
right now?
So much color right now. We've got annuals ready for summer. We've got flowering fruit trees. So the fragrance hits you right when you walk in the door. Citrus. All the fruit trees that you can plant are blooming beautifully. Peaches, plums, apricots, pears. And a lot of people think you can't grow that stuff here, but it does grow very well here. And, of course, Wilcox is a very big area for growing fruit trees. So I always tell people that. And, of course, Phoenix is a big area for growing fruit trees. So, yes, all these fruit trees will grow fine here. A lot of people worry about the heat, you know, but just water and you can grow any of the fruit trees, really.
The plants are pretty amazing. They adapt and thrive very well.
Yeah, the sun is not our enemy. It's the drought or the dryness that's really what we fight. And so as long as you deep irrigate your fruit trees, you can grow just about anything here in southern Arizona, except for some of the tropical fruits. Those are a little more difficult, especially in Tucson.
Now, when you talk about deep watering, what's your style? You can ask probably every different nursery person in the state what is deep watering, and you probably get about just as many variations of the answer.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to achieve deep watering, but it's the same goal. The concept is we all live on heavy clay soil. That's what southern Arizona is made out of, is heavy clay soil. And so you on trees and shrubs, you want the roots to go deep into the soil where it's cooler and they'll be stronger in high winds. So deep watering means from the top, you slowly water because our heavy clay soil doesn't absorb water very quickly. As you notice, when it rains half an inch, it floods. And then you go out and dig in the soil and it didn't go but an inch deep. So you want the water to go 2 to 3 feet deep on your trees and shrubs. That takes several hours on a slow drip. That's really why drip irrigation was invented, so that we can water properly. A lot of people use pipes in the ground. That can work, but it's not as effective. You want to get the top of the root ball wet all the way down and do it deep to 3 feet, and then the water will last longer down deep in the ground. It evaporates at the surface very quickly when we have temperatures of 100 and plus.
And when you say pipe, is that like the one that's got all the holes drilled into
right.
it and sunken vertically?
Right. And that can help, and it works. Over time, they can get clogged with roots and dirt, and they don't work as well. Plus, you don't really need to do that because if you're watering from the top, there are surface roots we want to get wet also. And it's really important in the beginning of shade trees to deep water them so they develop those deep anchor roots so that they don't blow over in strong winds. And that's a big problem. A lot of people blame the tree for blowing over. It's a poor tree or a bad tree. But it's really these shallow watering practices that are responsible for trees blowing over. So that's why deep water is important for deep rooting and also to move the salts as much as possible out of the root zone. So the worst thing you can do is water every day for 15 minutes or every other day for a half an hour. Those are not good watering schedules for trees and shrubs.
They need long, weekly. I would say when you get into the real heat of the summer, bi-weekly,
yeah.
When you're in your beautiful springtime and fall time like this, and a lot of them, especially the dormant ones, you know, maybe monthly when you get into the
yeah, in the wintertime, you don't need to worry about watering as much, especially if it's a wet year. But when the heat starts to build up, if it's a fruit tree, you're going to want to probably water 2 to 3 times a week for good fruit production. If it's a mesquite tree or a Palo Verde and they're young, weekly watering is fine, even every 10 days in the summertime. And eventually, of course, the native trees can live on rainwater alone, and you don't need to water those after they're established.
And on a native, what's your favorite?
Palo Verdes are blooming beautifully right now.
It's hard to beat a Palo Verde in the spring.
It is, and it makes you proud to be in Arizona when you're driving down the highway and you see just yellow everywhere. It's a beautiful, beautiful tree with a green bark, and of course, the blue Palo Verdes are state tree. So it's just a really great shade tree, beautiful color. Yeah, they do drop a lot of yellow flowers and some beans, but that's the if you don't want to pick up a lot of beans, the Desert Museum Palo Verde, which is a hybrid Palo Verde, naturally occurring Palo Verde, doesn't have as many seeds as the blue Palo Verde or the foothills Palo Verde. So it's a really good choice if you don't want to pick up a lot of litter. Most of those flowers are going to blow into your neighbor's yard anyway.
There you go. You know, I'm still a sucker for the ironwood. People don't like them because they grow slow. They're thorny. Every native tree is thorny, though. A matured Palo Verde, or I'm sorry, a matured ironwood, there's just something about that tree over any other native desert one that just has its own, I won't say majestic appearance.
Oh, they're beautiful, you know, with that dusty purple flower in the springtime. Yeah, and they're slow growing, but the more you water them, the faster they grow. And once they get to the size that you want them to be, they're very tough trees. They'll live on the rainwater alone. In colder areas of southern Arizona, you want to be careful about planting an ironwood because they're not going to handle temperature, say, in Sierra Vista or Benson. But they will grow in Tucson just fine. And, of course, they're native north of Tucson all the way up into Phoenix and all the way over to Yuma.
Are you familiar with the Champion Tree Program? The Arizona State Forestry Division, you can find a native tree. And if you can find the biggest one, it's named the Champion one.
Right.
The Champion Ironwood Tree is a long, carefree highway. It's on the south side of the road. You have to know what you're looking for because it's in a wash. And if you blink, you might miss it. But it's right at mile marker number 9, and it's in full bloom. Last time I drove by it about a week and a half ago. And, I mean, you look at that setting in the ironwood, and for me, that one takes the champion crown, or the ironwoods.
Is there a plaque there to mark it, or you just have to know?
No, you just have to know. The only one that has the – because I go to the Arizona Annual Forestry where they have the Champion Tree Program.
Okay.
They do it at Arbor Day. And the only one that has a plaque that I'm aware of for the Champion Tree is actually the juniper at the base of Granite Mountain that was actually saved by the hotshots that perished. Plaque's actually for the hotshots, not that it's – the Champion Tree, but that's a fun thing, the Champion Tree Program. You can look that up online on Arizona's Forestry Division's website and find out all the trees. There's a big cottonwood that goes back. There's the Champion, which is the biggest, and then there's the Heritage, which was a tree that was older than the state. And the Champion Cottonwood up around Dewey was a stagecoach stop. And when you look at the timeline, it's very likely, Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp and, you know, the legends of the West have all been through that stagecoach and rested under that tree.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat little part of history. But we're a call-in radio program, so let's get to you, the Arizona listener. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll start this. Kenny was first on the line in Buckeye. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good, thank you.
Good. I got a question. I got a big event coming up on Easter weekend, and I'm pondering the thought of painting the grass green to kind of brighten it up a little bit. Having trouble finding any type of product out here. Any recommendations on a paint or a company that actually does that?
Now, how big of an area are we talking?
Half an acre.
Half an acre lawn. You've got a big event in April, and you want the grass green. What is it going over? Is it the rye, or is it you're trying to get a Bermuda to a dormant Bermuda looking greener?
It's a 10-year-old Bermuda grass stuff.
Okay, we had a little jitter there, but it sounds like a 10-year-old Bermuda has a big event coming in April. Wants it to look green.
I think that's next week. He said Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll have to paint, I guess, because it's probably, if it's not green yet, you know, watering will help, of course, but, you know, in a week's time, it might not do the trick. So up in that area, I'm not sure where to get green.
Do you know, is there a paint for grass?
There is. It's been done before. You know, it's a green dye, basically, because paint, you know, will get on your shoes. Dye will get on your shoes, so your shoes will be green after you're done.
Good catch, because all the little girls in their nice Sunday shoes. Yeah.
Do it a couple days in advance. Let it dry.
let it set, yeah. But I'm sure there's some outlets up there in the Phoenix area that that sell the dye, the grass dye.
And what I would do, Kenny, is you can call. You're probably go to a Ewing, go to a John Deere, go to a Horizon. You go to where the professionals go. That's not something they're going to sell at nurseries or garden centers or you know, those attached on to mega stores. So get to Ewing. I know they have a location in not quite to Buckeye, but they've got them in Avondale, Goodyear. There's Stoltz Equipment, sells a lot of commercial ag products. They're right there next to Flavors of Louisiana in the Avondale area as well. They'll get you set up, and they won't do it. And if it's something that they don't sell to homeowners, they'll set you up with a contractor that does, so you can have your beautiful green lawn for the pictures for whatever you've got planned on your Easter Sunday. I don't know if they've got a church service or a wedding service or just a big family gathering, but that green lawn will make quite a nice touch to the pictures. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We have text options available at 411-923 during the broadcast only. For plant or insect identification, you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's how you communicate with us, and we'll get an all the best resources for you wherever your local position is.